بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Inshallah, today we'll have class number 7 of the series of purification of the heart. And the title of the class is The Rights of Sisterhood. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will continue to learn about the characteristics of the believing hearts from the verses of the Quran. Last week, we studied Surah number 9, verse number 71, where we learn that the believing hearts are having the following characteristics. Number one, let us first again recite Surah number 9, verse number 71 and 72 in order to remember these characteristics and to know the reward of Allah for those whom they have these characteristics in short. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ويطيعون الله ورسوله أولئك سيرحمهم الله إن الله عزيز حكيم. وعد الله المؤمنين والمؤمنات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ورضوان من الله أكبر ذلك هو الفوز العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The believers, men and women, are awliya of one another. They enjoin al-maruf and forbid people from al-munkar. They perform as-salat and give the zakat and obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah will have His mercy on them. Surely Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. Allah has promised the believers, men and women, gardens under which rivers flow to dwell therein forever, and beautiful mansions in gardens of Aden. But the greatest bliss is the good pleasure of Allah. That is a supreme success.
Actually, sisters, last week we learned in details about the importance and the reward for those whom they have the love, support, and the reality for the other believers. Today, inshallah, we will learn about the rights of sisterhood or brotherhood in Islam. Number one, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, you will not enter paradise until you have faith, and you will not have faith until you love each other. Shall I direct you to something which, if you fulfill, you will love one another, spread peace among each other? Okay? So spreading peace can be through many things. Number one, sisters, and actually this is the duty of every Muslim and every Muslima towards his brother or her sister to say Assalamu alaikum. Okay? You must say Assalamu alaikum to whoever you know that she is a Muslima. Whether you know her, you don't know her, you meet her in the mall, you meet her in the park, okay, you meet her in any place, but you must say to each other Assalamu alaikum. Because Assalamu alaikum means peace be with you. So this means that you are spreading peace among the Muslims. Number two, you must spread a state of support and forgiveness always between you and other believers. All the time you must have the feeling that I am in support. You must send the message to the other sisters that we will support each other, we will forgive each other, inshallah there will be no conflict between us. Okay, so number one, you must all the time try to feel that there is peace between you and the other sisters. I will have all the class about sisters. Actually, it is for sisters and brothers, but so long we are sisters, okay? So it is always that you must feel that I have peace between me and all the sisters. And because of that peace, whenever I see any one of them, I say to her, Assalamu alaikum. And whenever there is any situation where I can show her the support and the forgiveness, I will show it to her, because this will spread peace between us. Number two, part of the rights of the sisterhood is to put on a smiling face when you meet each other. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, don't belittle any good deed, even to meet your sister or brother with a smiling face. So also Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, your smile in the face of your brother, when you smile, it is an act of charity. This means that Allah will reward you when you will smile in the face of your sister, inshallah. So you know, sisters, what is the importance of smiling? The importance of smiling is that you are showing to the sister that you are welcoming, you know, her. You are showing to the sister that you are happy to see her. You are sending a message of peace to the sister. Okay? Whenever you meet anyone and you notice that human being, whether a Muslim or non-Muslim, is smiling for you, you feel that this is, you know, a message of, you know, peace between you and that person. So regarding our relation as sisters in Islam, inshallah, you must all the time try to have a smile in your face when you meet other sisters, and be sure that you will be rewarded, because it is an act of charity. Allah will reward you for this smile. Okay? Okay? Number three, sisterhood in Islam means that to avoid harming other Muslims by words or actions. As Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the Muslim is he from his tongue, he from whom people are safe from his tongue and his hand. That is to say, actions. What is the meaning of this hadith? The meaning of this hadith is that if you consider yourself that you are feeling that all the sisters are in reality your sisters, okay, you must give them, you know, the feeling that you will never harm them, either by word or by actions. And you know, sisters, these are the rights of the sisters. So it is not actually, you know, something you are doing it as a favor for her, that I will not harm you, I will not talk about you, I will not cause problems for you. No, this is not a favor, okay? This is the right, okay? So I must always know the rights of other sisters, so that inshallah I will not be punished on the day of judgment because of my bad action towards other sisters, and the cause of that bad action was the ignorance. I don't know. You know, some sisters may be on the day of judgment, they will say to Allah that they don't know the rights of sisterhood in Islam. Okay? And because they don't know, you know, they were actually doing some bad actions to other sisters. Okay? And this is, you know, sister, this is the importance of the knowledge. When I have the knowledge, I will inshallah follow it. So whenever you have any problem with any sister, always clarify to yourself that I cannot harm her by my tongue or through my actions. As believers, I believe in forgiveness. Okay? Why? Because I am looking for the reward of Allah for my forgiveness, and also I am looking for the unity of the Muslims, because actually we are called by Allah the Almighty to keep our unity all the time. And so long we believe that we are human beings, we are not angels, we can make mistakes, so there is always a room of some misunderstanding. So long I believe that we are one, so long I believe in forgiveness, okay, I will all the time forgive, I will all the time forget, okay, and I will never harm any sister with my tongue or with my action, because this is her right. You know, this has to be clear. And inshallah, in this class, I will clarify to you to clarify to you in more details about this right, not to harm other sisters with the tongue or with the actions. The fourth right of the sisters is that you must be humble when actually you deal with them. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of these sisters is that, you know, if you believe in reality that we are sisters, okay, this means that you believe that we must be close to each other. We must have good relations towards each other. We must support each other, okay? We cannot have a good relation with each other when every one of them is having the feeling of, you know, I am superior to Marissa, for example, because I was a physician. Okay, and Regina is superior to me because she has a PhD, and that sister is superior because she's very rich, and that sister is superior because she's very beautiful. Okay, if you have this kind of feeling in your heart, you will never leave the sisterhood in reality. Okay, so you must always feel, you know, that we must be humble. Okay, I must feel that for the sake of sisterhood to be a reality in my heart, okay, I always feel that I am the lowest in the rank. Okay, and because I feel I am the lowest in the rank, I love everyone. Okay, I am humble with everyone. I support everyone. But if I feel that I am the superior, okay, I will never be looking, you know, to keep this relation in the best shape. So being humble is actually, in dealing with other sisters, it's very important because it is the right. You know, sisters, again and again, you must know that this is not a favor. Okay, when someone will come and tell me, Sister Mona, whom you are, I'm not supposed to say, oh, you know, I was a very important pediatrician, and I was. No, if I want the sisters to feel that we are one, I would say, I was a pediatrician. This is a long time ago. Now I am, you know, I am a housewife. I am less than anyone. I am all the time at home. You know, this kind of... So you will feel that, you know, we love that sister. Because, you know, she doesn't want to have, you know, bridges. She doesn't want to have, you know...
Barriers,
yes, between our hearts. You know, always the heart is looking, you know, for someone to feel, to treat, you know, that heart, you know, in the way that we are equal, we are similar. I am not better than you. I am less than you. Okay, this gives you the feeling that, you know, we are close together. But when someone will always give you, you know, the feeling that I am superior, I am better, I am highly educated, I am more rich, I am more powerful, you will never love that person, and you will never belong to that person. Let us now read about the importance of being humble with in dealing with other sisters from Surah number 31, verse number 18.
الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تصعر خدك للناس ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم And turn not your face away from men with pride, nor walk in insolence through the earth. Verily, Allah likes not any arrogant boaster.
You see, sister, Allah doesn't like those whom they are arrogant. And actually, in practice, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, used to humble with all other people. It is reported that once a Bedouin met him. He met Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And when he saw Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that Bedouin trembled in fear. You know, because this is the Prophet. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, calm down, I am only the son of a woman who used to eat dry meat in Mecca, meaning a poor woman. You see, this is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Also Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, whoever humbles himself to Allah, Allah will raise him in respect. You know, sister, this is very important fact which every Muslim must realize. When you humble yourself for the sake of obeying the command of Allah, not to be arrogant, Allah will raise you in respect. Allah will make the people to respect you in spite of your humbleness. Okay? But he will not enter paradise who has in his heart an atom's weight of arrogance. You know, again, sister, this is very important, you know. And actually, again, I want you to realize that Prophet Muhammad said, peace be upon him, whoever has in his heart, because arrogance is in the heart, you know. It is an attitude, but this attitude has its root in the heart, okay? When I feel that I am superior, so I feel that I deserve respect more than others, okay? So I am arrogant. This is a feeling in the depths of my heart, okay? Those people whom they have this feeling, even, you know, to the atom weight of arrogance, they will not enter the paradise, because arrogance is only to Allah, the Almighty, the Creator, the owner of everything. Regarding the rest of the rights of the sisters, is that treating them nicely and with best manners. Actually, sisters, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was the role model for treating the other believers with best manners, and we will know this from Surah number 68, verse number 4, so that we always love Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and have him as our role model because of his good manners, and we will know about it from the Quran. We will read from Surah number 68, from 1 to 4, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نون والقلم وما يسطرون ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نون. These letters are one of the miracles of the Qur'an, and none but Allah alone knows their meanings. By the pen and by what they, the angels, write in the records of men, you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the grace of your Lord, are not mad. And verily for you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be an endless reward. And verily you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are on an exalted standard of character.
You see, sisters, so this is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, our Prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that he is on an excellent, in an exalted standard of character. Therefore, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the most perfect believers are those who are best in conduct and who are kind to their household. Okay, let us now know and learn in detail about the manners of the believers. Okay, so that inshallah, sisters, we will have these manners which inshallah will make us from those whom Allah will reward them greatly on the Day of Judgment. We will read now from Surah number 49, verse number 10, 11 and 12, because inshallah this surah is related to the manners of the believers. Whenever you want to know about the manners of the believers, you can read Surah number 49, Surah Al-Hujurat. We will read now 10, 11 and 12 inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The believers are nothing else than brothers. So make reconciliation between your brothers and fear Allah that you may receive mercy. O you who believe, let not a group scoff at another group. It may be that the latter are better than the former. Nor let women scoff at other women. It may be that the latter are better than the former. Nor defame one another, nor insult one another by nicknames. How bad is it to insult one's brother after having faith? And whosoever does not repent, then such are indeed zalimun. O you who believe, avoid much suspicion. Indeed, some suspicions are sins. And spy not, neither backbite one another. Would one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You would hate it. And fear Allah. Verily, Allah is the one who forgives and accepts repentance, most merciful.
Sisters, we must know that Islam establishes ahity based on the Quranic guidance. When you question what are the rules of the Islamic society, the answer is the Quranic guidance, okay? Number two, every individual in this society has his or her integrity, as it is part of the integrity of the whole community. Number three, to slander anyone is to slander oneself, because the whole community is a single entity and its integrity is one. You know, sister, this is very important rules which everyone must believe in. If you, sisters, every one of us must believe in this rule, so that inshallah you will feel the feeling of sisterhood. Without believing in these rules, actually, sister, this means that, you know, you will not be able to feel, you know, the feeling of sisterhood. When you believe that every individual in the society has her integrity, okay, you will respect that integrity. So you will not slander anyone and you will not cause troubles for anyone. Moreover, Islamic standards require a believer not to call a brother or a sister by such a name that gives them pain. Again, sisters, you know, when we feel that we are one unit, when we feel that we are in reality, from the depth of my heart, I feel that other sisters are my real sisters, so I will never call them with a name which will give them pain. I will avoid anything which can cause them pain. Why? Because I am a believer in the importance of the sisterhood, because I am obeying the commands of Allah, because I want the Muslim community to be a unit, because I am following the manners of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and because also I am looking for the reward from Allah the Almighty in this life and in the hereafter. And because of all this belief, I will always have the intention to avoid any action or any word which can cause pain to any sister. We must realize that all negative suspicion. Now I will move to another character, which is suspicion. Okay? We must realize that all negative suspicion should be avoided, because no one knows which part of his or her doubt are sinful. We must always keep our hearts clean and free of doubt. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, if you have doubt, don't investigate. And actually, sisters, I want to stop here because this is very important in our practical life. Suppose today one sister called me and told me, you know, Sister Mona, Sister Regina today will come very late because Sister Regina will not attend because. I am not supposed, number one, to believe that sister. You know, because, you know, sister, this is actually the manners of the believers. Number one, I must tell her, sister, please, why you are mentioning to me all of this about Sister Regina? You must stop those people from that manner, okay? You must tell her, you know, in a nice way, you know, dear sister, I live with Regina for a very long time. She was always good, even if there was some troubles. But you must act like this to keep the unity and to stop that sister, okay, from keeping on making problems, okay, and putting you in suspicion. Okay? Because I will tell you now what is the danger of the suspicion. Suspicion is step number one. Okay? So whenever someone will come and tell you this, I will tell her, no, I am sure of Sister Regina. And even if she's late today, I am sure it will be a good reason. Because I know her and I am sure of her character. And please, sister, for the sake of Allah, okay, try not to spread this kind of words between the sisters, because you know, sister, this is very bad, and this is the reason why most of the people, not only the Muslims, most of the people are not in good relation with each other, because there is no security. I am not sure of the reality of anyone. Okay? Why? Because of the suspicion. So I must get the suspicion out. And Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, if you have doubts, okay, don't investigate. What is the meaning of this? When Regina, for example, will come late, for example, by chance, I will not take her aside and tell her, Regina, Regina, what is the reality? Okay, tell me the reality. Okay, I'm not supposed to do this, because I want to tell you one thing, sister, you know, in life, whenever there is suspicion, friendship will end, or the relation will end immediately. Because the second Regina will feel that I have suspicion towards her, she will forget about it. Even if I try to prove to her, you know, that I am in a good relation and this was just, you know, a question and I don't mean it, but hearts always feel the suspicion. Okay? She will be very sad. She will say, you know, I am helping. I am trying my best. Then Sister Mona is having suspicion towards me. I don't like this attitude. Okay? Because when you are sincere, you know, this is a very important practice, you know, advice. Okay? Don't ever try to have the suspicion. And the suspicion is from the shaitan. Okay, or Iblis. So whenever the Iblis will come to tell you, for example, sister so-and-so, you know, she's smiling in your face, but her heart is not good. Sister so-and-so, she visited the other sister yesterday, and she didn't call you to invite you. Sister so-and-so is inviting all the sisters to her house every week, and she never call you. Okay, if you follow the suspicion, you will never have anyone to love in this world. Even your husband, even your brothers and sisters, you know, by blood, even your kids. Okay, if you have this suspicion in your heart, as a true believer in the oneness of Allah, follow the manners of our Prophet, don't have suspicion. Because suspicion will cause you a lot of troubles. When I feel that Regina doesn't like me or Regina is not clear with me, I will not have good relation with Regina. She's out of my heart. And Melissa's out of my heart. And Romelia is out of my heart.
You mentioned suspicion. You used an example of people inviting people and knowing that you weren't invited and someone planting that seed in your mind. So what if you know that in reality these sisters really are having invitations and not inviting you? How do you teach your heart to not feel rejected or jealous or sad because you're not being included? How do we process that?
You can accept it.
How do you accept it and not get hurt? And when you see that sister, you know she had the invitation. How do you still feel the love for her? How do you do this?
Yes, I tell you, Regina, so long we are human beings, okay, I cannot ask you, you know, to love that sister, okay? But, you know, you will just keep the good relation with that sister for the sake of Allah. Okay, but, you know, we are not angels. I cannot tell you, Regina, she is inviting everyone every week. They are enjoying time every week. You are the only one rejected, but please, Regina, love her from the depths of your heart. You know, I cannot tell you this because this is not the reality. I like to be a realistic person so that I can keep following the right path. I will tell you, Regina, you know, try to check. You know, maybe you have a different point of view from that sister, or when you attend these meetings, you know, your point of view is always different from them, okay, so they don't like your attendance, okay, but at the end, whatever, sister, the most important is to keep your heart clean, okay, not to the extent of love, but no hatred, no anger, okay, towards that sister at all, okay. Just try all the time, you know, to convince yourself that so long I am obeying the rules of Allah, so long I am following the rules of Allah towards the other sisters, okay? It is not my business that some sisters love me and some sisters don't love me. This is not my business and I don't care for this. I care for my relation with Allah. So if there are some sisters whom they don't like me or reject me, I will not be like them. Because, you know, Regina, because when you become close to the Quran, you realize that you cannot be close to Allah if you don't have a clean heart. When your heart will be having some feeling of hatred, some feeling of envy, some feeling of rejection to other sisters, there will be no peace in your heart. You will not be able to connect with Allah peacefully, okay, and to live the mercy of Allah. Okay, and so long I am a believer that the most important for me in this life is to have peace in my heart and mental peace and to be all the time showered by the mercy of Allah, I want my heart to be clean. So I will convince myself that Mona, you know, for example, if she is Sister Romelia, the one not inviting me, maybe Romelia feels that, you know, I always speak about the religion, or, you know, my topics are not the ones which she like. So I believe of the freedom of everyone. This is her freedom. She doesn't want to invite me. But my heart is clean. This is the most important goal for every believer. This is the most important for you, sister, because you need your heart. When I pray now, and I will call on Allah for so and so of my problems, I will not be able to call on Him with sincerity except when my heart is clean and I have peace. But if I don't have that feeling, because I am angry with Regina, or I am upset with Romelia, I will lose, you know, the most important minutes of my life. When I meet Allah and I send Him my messages, you know, of hardships or troubles, okay? So, as a believer, the most important for you is to keep your heart clean. If all the people on the earth are having different points from me, and they don't invite me, and they just say to me, Assalamu alaikum, all praise to Allah. I put them aside in my life, totally. And I don't have time for them. You know, this is the most important, sisters. There is no time in this life, okay, and there is no energy, okay, to waste it on, you know, why Regina is not. I will think of Regina for 2 hours. Then I will think of my husband for 1 hour. Then I will think of why my daughter was upset. No, sisters, this is why we cannot have sincerity when we pray. Because you are over-occupied, you know, with your feelings towards other sisters. So the most important is that, you know, in life, to be a true believer, to be a winner, to win your life, and to win the hereafter, sisters, you must have a strategy. The highest priority in the strategy is to have a clean heart and mental peace all the time. So whenever a problem will come to me from the closest, to me, my daughter, even. Suppose my daughter is having a different point of view regarding how to manage her life, you know, and she's inviting her friends, my daughter, not inviting me, all praise to Allah. I will never have any bad feelings in my heart to any human being for the sake of my heart. Because I know that I need my heart to be clean. So when someone will call me and tell me, Romelia is inviting, I will tell her, MashaAllah, excellent, I am happy. Let all the sisters love each other. This is very good for the Muslim community. She will tell me, what about you, Sister Mona? I will tell her, I am happy, so long they are happy. But I have other priorities in my life. I am very busy with my priorities. So I am all praise to Allah. I am in a good relation with them. And when I meet Sister Romelia, okay, I will tell her, Salamu alaikum, Sister Romelia. How are you, Sister Romelia? Salamu alaikum, Sister Romelia. Okay, that's it. This will be my relation with her. Because I am still a human being. I don't want to pressurize myself more by having a relation with someone whom she's rejecting me. I succeeded to get her out of my life. But I cannot keep her all the time to cause troubles for me. This is the answer.
To clean your heart out of that hate, I think you need some strategies, because just telling to yourself, you know, I'm not supposed to hate that person, it's not going to go away unless you change something. Yes. And, you know, let's say that I have a suspicion that this person is bad.
Okay.
Any person.
Okay.
Everybody, 99% of the people, all the people is telling me that person is bad.
It's bad also.
It's bad. Everybody is telling me that person is bad. Okay. And now all the people, I'm getting influenced by the people, and now I believe in to think that that person is bad.
Okay.
So, and because that person did something bad to me, I may have feelings of
hate.
And it will be very hard for me to concentrate on my salat, because when you have your heart, anger is very hard to concentrate on something else. So, but as Muslims, there is 1% of chance that that person may have other motives.
Yes.
So in order for me not to be angry and clean my heart, I have to, if my I have many suspicions, but if I want to clean my heart, I have to think about the 1% of possibility, because only Allah knows, and that's the only possibility.
Yes.
Even though I feel that that's not the way things are, maybe there's one chance of possibility that things may be the way that I don't think.
Yes, you can concentrate on that possibility, but...
Yeah, so I have to concentrate on that 1% possibility. If I concentrate, my heart will be at least at peace.
Yes, but there is another problem, Rumia, okay. You know, so that we are... I think this is not clear. It is clear, all of you...
Somebody is bad.
Yes, you know.
Yeah.
But there is another issue here, Romilia, I want to tell you. If you keep on thinking of that person and trying to find the 1%, okay, you will not be able. Because you will be all the time in communication with people whom they are saying he is not good or she is not good. The solution, Romilia, is that you are a believer in the oneness of Allah. Okay, Allah is the one to judge the people. And this is actually my strategy. Get that person completely out of your mind. Forget about him or her, even if they are very close to you. Tell to yourself, I don't want to have doubt. I don't want to have suspicion, because I want to pray. I want to have a clean heart. I want to enjoy my life. How I will enjoy my day while I am all the time suspicious? Give me a phone call. What happened? They did. That did. Then I keep on discussing the issue. I will not be able, Romilia. This is not practical. Practically is that I will pray and say to Allah, oh Allah, that person is 99% suspicious. I have a suspicion regarding him or her. But oh Allah, you are the all-knower and you are the one who will clarify the reality of everyone. I will leave the whole issue for you. And inshallah, you will show me the reality. Now, oh Allah, help me to forget about that person. Help me to concentrate on the positive issues in my life. Help me to have peace. Okay? The only way to forget about suspicion is to forget about the people whom you have these feelings towards them. Otherwise, you will be having this peace for 10 minutes. Then if you have a phone call from someone saying, do, again you will return to point number one. And you don't do anything in prayer.
And she tried.
What is the meaning of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, if you have doubts, don't investigate? This means that people remain innocent, enjoying all their rights, freedom, and status until it is absolutely clear that they have committed some offense. You see? Get them out and leave it to Allah. When Allah will plan that the reality will be clear, in that moment, everyone will know the reality. Okay? The verse moves on to lay down another principle that provides social guarantees and don't spy on one another. You know, sister, this is what I want you to know. Spying, okay, is the following action that follows suspicion. Okay, whenever I have suspicion, for example, towards my son, maybe he is not studying or anything, what I will do? I will get his cell phone and I will sit in front of him immediately. Because, you know, this is the nature of the human spirit. If there is suspicion, there will be spying. Okay, and the definition of spying, sisters, it is an action that seeks to look at other people's faults and errors. You know why, sister? Because when you have suspicion, you will be always expecting errors and faults. Okay? Because why I start to have suspicion, for example, towards any sister? Because I am expecting that she is not inviting me, that she doesn't love me. All these are faults and errors. So suspicion will move, we will be moved from suspicion to spying. And actually, you know, spying is forbidden in Islam. 100%. You know, and again, sister, before discussing about spying, you know, I want you to know that to have the cell phone of your husband and to check who calls him. You see, as many sisters are doing, this is spying. This is forbidden in Islam. You know, sister, this is the rules of Allah. Allah knows the nature of the human being. Okay, so as believers, you know, again and again, sisters, you know, I want to clarify to you a very, you know, a deep point, which is related to this spying and suspicion. Okay, suppose today I have a suspicion, for example, towards my husband, for example, okay, and that suspicion was correct, suppose. Okay, I have a suspicion that I notice my husband is using the phone and going out and coming late. And, you know, so this is a suspicion. Okay, then, you know, yes, then I decide not to follow the rules of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, not to follow it. And I want to investigate. Okay, so I called that private investigator, as many sisters are mentioning to me. Yes, when I have these classes in Arabic, I have some classes in Arabic which I don't have it in English actually, because it was real stories. Okay, and many of them called me, Allah knows, from many states in America. Okay, and telling me, Sister Mona, we have private investigator for our husbands. And it is always proven, yes, and it is always proven that they have an affair. Okay? And then I always ask her, sister, and after knowing that he has the affair, what was your action? Okay, you see? What would be your action? Yes. You know, it is, now you close, you have a dead end. Either you ask for divorce, or that's it. Okay, and because of that, sister, Prophet Muhammad said, don't investigate. Why? Because when you follow that rule, and you don't investigate, and you call on Allah, saying to Allah, I did a mistake, because oh Allah, let me make it more simple, oh Allah, I have that suspicion towards my husband. Okay, but oh Allah, I will not investigate, because I am following the command of our Prophet. I leave it for you. Help me to get rid of this, okay? Because I am obeying your commands. Who tell you, sisters, that, you know, if you forget that issue for 3 or 4 months, that woman whom the husband is having a relation with her, they will fight together and all the affair will end. And then everything will be all right. And you don't know anything. In reality, because knowing the woman whom your husband is having an affair with will put you in a situation that you must take an action. But when you don't know anything, okay, and everything becomes all right again, you notice that your husband is coming home at time and he is not using the cell phone anymore, you will send a message of reassurance to yourself. I am sure my husband doesn't have an affair. Because you need this feeling to continue life with him. In spite of the fact that 99% you are sure. But to continue the life with your husband, you must reassure yourself that everything is all right. So again and again, sister, this is the meaning of, if you have doubt, don't investigate and don't spy. Allah had the wisdom. When Allah commanded us not to spy, Allah will observe us. Whoever will obey the command of Allah, Allah will save her. Whoever decides not to obey the command of Allah, Allah will make for him the big trouble. Your husband is having an affair. Your friends doesn't like you. Your daughter is having a boyfriend. Okay, go ahead and show us what you will do. Okay? And again, sister, all of this spying, if it is not related to the, you know, rules of Allah, to have a daughter having a boyfriend, this is not accepted in Islam. Okay? But regarding the husband, maybe he wants to marry another woman. And this is accepted in Islam. So why you interfere? He can tell you, I was planning to marry her. So what you will tell him? In Islam, this is accepted. So again, yes, sister, I want you, you know, sisters, from these classes, I don't want you only to read the Quran or recite the Quran or have the knowledge. I want you to have the practice, to have, you know, the reassurance that when I will follow the rules of the Quran in my life, I will have the best life. I will have the best spirit. I will have the peace of mind. Okay? When I decide that under any circumstances, I will never spy. Under any circumstances, I will never investigate. I will leave it to Allah. And I will keep my spirit, my health, my time in the best shape. If someone will come and tell me, Sister Mona, hello, how are you? I saw your husband with sister so and so in the street. I will tell her, thank you very much. My husband is not this kind of people. I close the phone, then I continue prayer. Because Allah is there. You know, sister, this is the problem. We forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is putting me in that test. I will investigate, or I will follow the hadith of Prophet Muhammad. I will spy, or I will follow the rules of the Quran. I will follow the rules of the Quran. Because I am a true believer. Because I am in need of Allah to save me. If Allah will not save me from that problem, who will save me? None. How Allah will save me? Allah will save me when I will obey His commands. I will not spy. I will not investigate. I will just call on Allah. Oh Allah, save me so long I am obeying your commands. And be sure, sisters, whenever you obey the commands of Allah, and all praise to Allah from my, alhamdulillah, my life with the Quran, in any problem, in any hardship, in any trouble, when you obey the commands of Allah, irrespective of the size and the kind of the hardship, if you obey the commands of Allah, Allah will make for you an outlet which you never expect. Okay? But the most important is to believe, sisters, to believe that this is Allah, the one who controls everything, the only saver, who will save every one of us in the most difficult hardships. When you say to yourself, there will be no outlet at all, according to my, you know, thinking. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knower. Allah can do everything. Okay? So this point I want to mention it to you, because I know that many sisters or a lot of sisters are checking the cell phones, you know, checking the email of their husbands, or the opposite. Many husbands, you know, they like to check the emails of their sisters, okay, or the cell phones of their sisters. And when you ask him why, you know, he will tell you, because we are one. Okay? If we are one, you must respect my freedom. Okay? You have your email. If you, otherwise, sister, this means that he doesn't, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I want to tell you, trust you. If your husband, or if you are after the cell phone and the email of your husband or each other, this means that there is no trust between you. And again, sister, marriage without trust is a loss. Okay? It's a loss for both of them, because they will be all the time having the suspicion towards each other. This is not life. We are having the marriage to have the mental peace and to have the happiness and to feel security and to feel unity. So if I slash all of this and live all the time in suspicion, so divorce will be more bitter than this kind of marriage. So again and again, sisters, you know, try to have the belief that I will follow the commands of Allah, and I am sure that everything will be all right for me. I clarify this point, okay, sisters, because of the so many problems which happen to many sisters when they plan to check the cell phones of their husbands.
But you see, when everything is going all right in your marriage, you don't have that feeling of suspicion.
Yes.
Because you and your husband feel comfortable with each other.
Yes.
So you don't have the feelings. The feelings are not there.
Yes, the feelings are not there, but life is a test. So there will be one day maybe a feeling of suspicion, maybe 1%, maybe 80%, you know. It is happening in the life of everyone. But when you have the knowledge that I am not supposed to investigate and I am not supposed to spy, so from the first minute when the suspicion, I will start to feel that feeling, I will tell to myself, close the issue completely. I will never have any feeling of suspicion in my heart at all. I need my clean heart, and I need the mental peace, and I believe in Allah, and Allah is taking care of everything, and I am an obeying servant. And again, sisters, you know, because most of you are reverse sisters, mostly. Okay, I want you sisters to feel the existence of Allah very close to you. When someone will come and give you news like this, don't feel that you are lonely, or you are lost, or what can I do? Life become black, there is no hope, there is no future. No, sisters. No, ever. Allah is everything, and Allah is very close to every one of us, and Allah can do everything. Okay? So, human beings are just a handful of dust. If anything will happen to you, Allah is very close to you. This is actually, sister, the mercy of Islam, the mercy of the belief in Islam, is that I am never alone at all. Even if I am in the hospital, on the bed, dying, I am not alone. I still have the hope. I still have the reassurance. Allah is very close to me. Everything can change in a second. Allah can make everything in the best shape. This is the mercy of the belief in the oneness of Allah, sisters. And try all the time to have this feeling alive in your spirit all the time. Because, sister, this is the proof that you are showered by the mercy of Allah. And being showered by the mercy of Allah means that you are the best human being on the earth. Because you don't fear anything. You don't care for anything. You are not afraid of anything or anyone, because you are very close to the one who can do everything, who can change everything, who can protect everyone, who can provide for everyone. So all praise to Allah. Life for you will be very simple, inshallah. Okay, sisters, now I will tell you the rules about forbidding spying in Islam, inshallah. Number one, we must talk... Take people on the basis of what is apparent, and not to look into what Allah has left concealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concealing, you know, some issues. Okay? I am not supposed, okay, to look to the people on the basis of, you know, what is concealed. I noticed that Regina was absent for 2 months. I will investigate. Maybe she was attending other classes. Maybe she was not happy with my classes. Maybe she was doing any... Why, sister? Why? Regina's coming, smiling, happy in the class. I will take her. Why, so, sister Regina, why you were not here? I was out of state. Thank you very much. Jazakallah khair. Who is happy now? Regina or me? I am the one happy. Why? Because there is no room for suspicion at all. If one sister will come and tell me, Sister Mona, but we saw Sister Regina in other place, I tell her, none of my business. None of my business. I take her by what is apparent. She told me so and so. Actually, this is not related to attending other classes, sister, but I'm just giving you an example, you know, to be away from the private issues. Okay, number two, sister, there is a very important rule which we all must learn regarding your husband, regarding your kids. This is very important, okay, regarding your sisters in Islam and anyone. If you follow people's faults, you corrupt them. This is a very important rule, okay, which I want also to clarify to you, inshallah. You know, sisters, what is the meaning of this? This means that suppose you have a son, okay, and you are having a suspicion that maybe my son is having drugs, okay? Maybe. I'm not sure, but I have the suspicion. So, if you keep on saying to him every day when he come from the school, let me check your pockets, let me check your cell phone, let me call all your friends, let me smile your face, let me, okay? This can cause him to be very upset from you, and he will decide to have drugs to put you in trouble as you are putting him in trouble. And again, sister, this is regarding your son. If you keep on checking the cell phone of your husband, okay, checking his email. When he will talk on the phone, you will sit beside him to be sure that he is talking to his mother and not talking to another woman, okay. This kind of following the people, okay, you will corrupt him. He will decide that she is thinking that she's very intelligent and she can catch me, okay, I will put her in great trouble. You corrupt the people, sister. Okay, and actually this is a reality, and I actually saw this in life. Okay, one wife was all the time following her husband, even, you know, whenever he will use the phone, she will tell him, let me listen to the voice of the man or the woman. Yes, let me listen. I want to be sure. It ended that, you know, he divorced her and he married another woman. Okay, and he married the other woman after having her as an affair. Okay, because she corrupted him. Don't push the people. Okay, this is the freedom. Okay, let us respect the freedom of the others, not only for their sake, for your own sake. Okay, losing your son to the drugs or losing your husband to another woman, okay, means that you are the real loser. Why all of this happened? Because of the suspicion. Where is Allah, sisters? Okay, where is the kind treatment? Okay, where is the love and support and the care? When you have this feeling to your husband and to your son, inshallah, this will never happen. Why to think of the bad all the time? Why to think that my husband is having an affair? Why to think that my daughter is having a boyfriend? If you are taking care of them, if you are actually, if you raise them according to the rules of the Islam, inshallah, you must have all the time the feeling of the reassurance. Okay? But to have this following people's faults, you know, you will corrupt them. For example, I will tell you another example because this is related to sisterhood. For example, if we have one sister whom long time ago, you know, she had a boyfriend or she had a bad history. For example. But Allah made her to repent and alhamdulillah she becomes a good sister and now she is attending with us. Okay, if I come to the class and tell her, hey, sister, how are you? Do you remember the past? Do you remember so and so person? I meet him. He told me that he knows you. Okay, now I am following her faults. Okay, then another sister will tell her, hey, what is the story? Okay, then everyone will know about her fault, 100%. She will become again a bad person. Why? Because she's rejected from the community. Because everyone is following her faults. And because of that, sisters, again and again, we must actually protect people's rights, you know, and also their freedom. Okay, and also, sisters, we must have our hearts clean. This is very important. To tell you the truth, I can't pray when I have any feeling, any minor feeling towards anyone, starting with my husband, ended with any sister whom I met her for 1 minute in any matter. I can't, okay, and I can't take care of my, you know, trusts, I can't take care of my kids or my husband. If there is any feeling, discomfort in my heart, not suspicion or hatred, or even if I am sure that my feelings are real. You know, sisters, I am teaching you this because I am old, you know, enough to teach you this advice. Even sometimes I am sure 100% that, and I have the proofs. Okay, of the reality, but I will tell to myself, none in life deserve to waste my relation with Allah, my prayers, my time, my health. This is not my problem. This is their problem. My problem is my heart, my time, my relation with Allah, my health. To keep all of this in the best shape, I leave to Allah to clarify the reality of the people. Regarding myself, I have a clean heart. I am happy with everyone. Everyone is the best because I am not the judge. The judge is Allah, the Almighty. This is not my rule in life, to judge and to prove the realities of the people. My rule in life is to take care of this very poor slave of Allah, Mona, to try to save her from the hardship of the worldly life so that inshallah I can be in the paradise. This is my goal in life. Okay, sisters? So now I will tell you, you know, just I have to... sisters, next the order that forbids backbiting. Okay, the order tells the Muslim that they must not backbite. As backbiting your sister or brother is similar to eating their dead flesh. Okay, actually we read this from the Quran, and there is an important fact. When Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was asked to define backbiting, he said, to say about your brother something he dislikes. Someone asked, suppose that what I say is true about my brother. You see, sisters, the Prophet, peace be upon him, answered, if you say what is true, you are guilty of backbiting. But if it is not true, you are guilty of willful defamation. Clear? Okay. So I will actually end with this advice or command. Actually, this is a command from Allah, sisters. If you are, sisters, a true believer in the oneness of Allah, and mostly you are a reverse sister, this means that you choose Islam to be the religion, your religion, you must, sister, try all the time to get, you know, the blessings of being a follower of the religion of Islam. The best manners. Okay, sisters, backbiting, actually, sisters, try to think it over. What benefit we get from the backbiting? For any action you do in your life, you must question yourself. What are the benefits? And actually, what are the mistakes when I do that action? Okay, for the backbiting, if I am a believer in Allah, I must realize that Allah gives us an example which everyone dislikes, so that everyone will be away from backbiting. Again, sisters, let us actually feel it practically. Suppose now Romelia and Melissa decide to backbite me, for example. Okay, this means that as if when they are backbiting, when they are talking together about me, this means that I am already a dead flesh and they are eating my blood. You see, sisters, you see how Allah make it very bad, okay, and something which the spirit cannot tolerate, so that we must forget completely about the backbiting. You must get it out of your dictionary of your manners, okay? Don't backbite any human being, even if it is true. Even if Sister Romelia was telling to Sister Melissa that, for example, Sister Mona today was nervous, for example. This happens in the class. So Romelia is saying the truth, but still, as if she's eating my flesh after my death. You see, sisters, why Allah make it so bad? Because, you know, sisters, the problem in backbiting is that it becomes a habit. Okay? She will start by saying this about me, then she will move to everyone on the table. Why? Because this is now the habit of most of the people. What they will talk about when they will meet together? They will talk about the food, then the weather, and then, you know, politics, and then immediately backbiting. And actually, I have a story, you know, which it was mentioned to me 20 years ago by one sister. She told me, you know, Sister Mona, I attend a meeting with a group of sisters. They are not religious, okay, but group of sisters. And she told me that, you know, after we finish food, I noticed that whenever any sister will leave the room or the house, they will start to talk about her. So I decided to be the last one to leave the room. Okay, so that no one will talk about me. Whenever they tell me we are about to finish, I tell her, please leave before me. Please leave before me. So I told her, this is the reality. She told me, believe me, this is a real story. And since then, I never meet this group of people. So, you know, sisters, if we finish eating now, eating the food, eating the provision of Allah, and then we start to eat the dead flesh of every one of us, this means that we are worse than animals, to tell you the truth. Yes, those people are worse than animals, because animals are not eating the dead flesh of the human beings. You know, yes, you must try, you know, to realize, you know, that this is too bad, so that when someone will come and tell me, Sister Mona, I want to tell you, I tell her, no, sister. For the sake of Allah, you know, change the topic. Okay, don't try, you know, to be tough with others to tell her when we will talk, we'll eat the flesh and all of this. You know, she will tell to everyone, don't talk to Mona again. Okay? But tell her, Sister, you know, sister, I want to tell you one thing. You know, today the weather was very cold and there was rain. And, you know, what do you think about, you know, the teaching or whatever? Change the topic, but
right.
don't... Yes, this is...
Can you justify the behavior of the other person? Let's say that they're talking...
What?
They're talking bad about the other person, and you say, well, I don't...
The advice is that whenever you know that there are people whom they have the habit of backbiting, don't communicate with them at all. Even on the phone. If I know that sister so-and-so, when she calls me, she has the habit of this backbiting, to tell you the truth, I never answer the phone. I look to the caller ID, and I know that I will lose everything, all my good deeds, I never answer. You know, and by time, the people will know your reality. I don't backbite the people. When you talk to me about something beneficial for you or for me. I have a problem, you have a problem, we can discuss it together for the sake of Allah. Salamu alaykum, sister. Salamu alaykum, sister. Okay, sister, now we will say salamu alaykum. We will have the dua, and then we will celebrate, inshallah, Venice. Let us make the dua together, inshallah. And inshallah, next week we will continue about the rights of the sisterhood in Islam, inshallah.